Okay, well, that off yesterday and Thursday. Okay, I hope everyone had a good Shabbos. We're off to number four. Okay, let's begin. How did we explain the din of Hanukkah Kesef? Pointed out that there is a concept of Hanukkah they're able to Mekadosh a woman with. The Ritva and the Rashba have a comment here on Daf Vav and Daf Zayin that Hanukkah is Kesef. The Pashtus is just like you Mekadosh a woman with Kesef, you Mekadosh a woman with Hanukkah as well. However, we said that the Rav pointed out that Hanukkah's mechanics are much different than Kesef. What does that mean? We said that a person can Mekadosh a woman in the case of Adam Koshev, where she got Hanukkah. But the Gemara has a comment on Daf Samach Gimel that there's a concept called Schiris. And there's Schiris Mischila Atzof. 2 days in the Gemara. When you pay someone for doing a job, do you pay them piecemeal? Or do you pay them for the job only at the end? Ain Schiris, do we say Schiris Mischila Atzof? Or Ain Schiris Elul Atzof? Two different approaches. We said if you hold the Schiris Mischila Atzof, you're going to get caught. Because if you do a piecemeal every time along the way, it's less than a shavu pruta. So there wouldn't be a good kedusha. If you hold ain tzuris el with the sof, then at the end, it was worth a shavu pruta. So how does the Rambam paskin? Rambam paskin ladina in Pirkei HaLochachof and Nechosishus that ain that mischiris is mischilat sof. And therefore, if that's the case, then how do you understand all these gemaras on Vavu Mevez and Rav Kaddish Bahanos Milva? The gemara said it's a good kedusha. What do you mean? If your Hanukkah is considered to be Schiris, is Hanukkah is considered to be Schiris Poyalim, then it's Mischila Atzof. If it's Mischila Atzof, then it's not considered to be a Shomer Prutah's work. So how is it a good Kedusha? So we also the case of Adam Chasha for that matter. How is that case considered to be a case of good Kedusha in such a case? Because we view what? We view the Halacha that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Adam Koshim is good, our Gemara is good enough, how could that be? Schiris is Mischila what? Schiris is Mischila Atzof. Each way along the timeline is less than a Shomer Prutah. So we answer because those are one-shot deals. Hanas Milv is a one-shot deal, Adam Koshim is a one-shot deal, and therefore it's considered to be a Shomer Prutah because it's only a Sof. When you get into the issue of the Schiris Mischila Atzof or only the Sof, that's when you have a timeline, you have a process. If it's a one-shot deal like Adam Koshim and Nos Milva, then that's fine, and therefore that's a shot in the Gemara, and that's why we understand Anos Milva being the Kodeshes, we hold Adam Koshim the Kodeshes. And when the Ritva and the Rashba said that Anos Kekesev, they didn't mean literally. They meant just like Kesev works to the Kaddish woman, so too Hanah works, but the mechanics are fundamentally different. Hanah is Schiris Pauli. And the case of the Tmarim, which the Rama Paskin, what Tafa said, and not Memches, Memches or Memzayin. He was Mem Zion, no? Mem Zion and Manaf, the case of what? The Tmarim, the Mem Zion, if he's Makadosh with a bunch of Tmarim, we combining them all together to be a Shavu Prutah. How could that be? What's the answer? Because that's not Schiris. That's not Hanah. That was with the Chepsa. That was Kesef. That was a Matveya. That was a Chepsa. And therefore, if you have a Chepsa, you can combine all the Chepsim together. The problem is when you get in this esoteric notion of Hanah, well then you get in the notion of is Meskiris Meskila Atzof, or is it Eino Elul Atzof? And if it's Meskiris Meskila Atzof, you're going to get stalked, and therefore Adam Koshim Narka is a one-shot deal, therefore it's good. Please get that, it's very fundamental. This was the Rav's Chiddush, and Rav Schechter embellished it beautifully in order to explain it very well. So please get that. That's the basis on Nos Milva being Mekudeshes. Fine, that's number four. Number five. How do we explain the expression, bitui means the expression in the Gemara, of the Aska for Adam Arba the Chamisha? We said that if you make a loan for four, you said to her, it's four, the Chamisha. We said, you lent her $4, you said to her, pay me back five. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara says that was the case of the Kedushin. And if that was the case of the Kedushin, the Gemara wanted to know what the case of Hanas Bilba was. What was the case? The Gemara said, if it's a case of 4 to 5, where he left her 4, he asks her $5 back. The Gemara asked, that's Ribbis Mal Yasa, and that's the case of Ainu Milva. How is that the case of Anas Milva? Right? That was the two kashas in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to know, hey, dummy Anas Milva. The Gemara says, it's 4 for 5. You left her 4, you want $5 back. Correct? The Gemara, that's Ribbis Mal Yasa. That's Ribbis Mamish. It's not a Haramis Ribbis. And number 2, it's Mamish Kashman Mul Nakamo. So he explained just very beautifully what the Pshat was in the Gemara based on the Raw. You lend someone money on interest, You see the following from the Gemara. You lend her money, you lend her $4. So the halacha is, really, in reality, is that the $5 bill that she's got to give back to you is considered to be a loan. It's considered to be ribis. And the truth of the matter is that Medina Mominis, the lova, Medina Mominis, Kabbalah Tzaloi, this Ketzav Abba, Yochol Lachai, the ribis Ketutza. There's an isser to pay the ribis. There's an isser in the third. She's not able to pay that $5 bill. So that $5 bill should implode the whole thing. And how could the Gemara talk about this being a case of Mekadosh Benilva? You lent her four. She's supposed to give me $5 back. That $5 bill that she's supposed to pay me, the Torah answers. The Torah should, thereby, by the fact that the Torah answers it, the whole thing should implode. How can the Gemara talk about you being the Kaddisher with the law? So what must it be? You must be, you see from the Gemara, the following Kiddush, that the din is that he's not being putting the $5 bill in his pocket, as we said. He's not putting the $5 bill in his pocket. We don't assume that. Because if he'd be putting the $5 bill in his pocket, that would be Nisar Brivis. What's he doing with this? He's being Kona woman. And the Kona woman is not considered to be putting the $5 bill in your pocket. And therefore, by being Kona the woman, we don't call that a Gvias Ribis. Since we don't call that a collection of Ribis, that's what the Gemara says, that if you consider this to be a collection of Ribis, then it's Ribis Malyasa. If it's not considered to be a collection of Ribis, because you're just being Kona the woman, and therefore what? It's considered to be what? Yisr to Mafia, the payment. It's not that it's not usher when you're talking about Kona woman. Therefore, when you're Mekadosh or Makom Gvias Ribis, you're Mekadosh or Benilva. That's Mekadosh or Benilva. Notice I didn't put the $5 bill in my pocket. I was Mekadosh a woman. If I was Mekadosh a woman, that's considered to be what? It's an Isser to collect interest, but the Isser doesn't implode the whole thing. So since the Isser doesn't implode the whole thing because I didn't put the $5 bill in my pocket, you see three premises. Number one, that the Lova pays the $5 bill back. Number two, the Malva actually puts the $5 bill back in his pocket, and that's the Isser Ribis. Because you could have said the Isser Ribis allows nothing to get off the ground. You see from this Gemara, that's not the case. You see that the Lova gives the $5 bill back. Number two, the Malva collects that $5 bill. And number three, it's an external Isser. So in our context, the reason why the Isser doesn't destroy the whole thing is because you're not putting a $5 bill in your pocket. You're being Kona woman. And being Kona woman is not like putting, what, a $5 bill in your pocket. And therefore, if it's not considered to be, we assume the Chiyuv is not Nifka, and therefore it's like Nachum Alakesh and Mekadosh Benilv. That's how we explain the Pshat and that expression of Askafa Benilv. Six. How do we explain the expression Arba Lo Zimna? So the Gemara gave an answer. What was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara said, Lo Tzriche the Arba Lo Zimna. You extended the time period. So we had a machloikis Rashi and Taisis on this, please. Rashi says, when you extend the time period, it's not ribis gomer. And Taisis said, argued, and when you extend the time period alone, it is considered to be ribis gomer. Machloikis Rashi and Taisis. We said this is echoed by a machloikis Ramam Raivit. Ramam Perikvavnovs Mavavloida says that when you have ribis shenikso b'shachar v'chasman, if you extend alone, and you, at that time, you fix the interest, that's considered to be not an Issa D'Oraisa, because we said the Rambam said that Arvachas Man is not going to see Nismos. And therefore, it does not what? There is no Nisina Smos. In order to have Ribis, you need a new Nisina Smos. The Rambam argues and says, no. We said Arvachas Man is a virtual Nisina Smos, and therefore, what? It could generate a din of Ribis. Meaning the Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisis, the Machlaikis Rambam Rivi. Rashi and the Rambam are on one side. That Harvachas Man is not considered to be Ribis Gomer, and Tyson Rivet hold that Harvachas Man is Ribis Gomer, it's like an Asinus Mos. Fine. We said this extended with Shitasu in the Sugya. Please get it. Machlokes Ramam Rivet, how to learn about Mekadosh Ba'anos Milva. Ramam writes in Hilchos Perikei, Hilchos Ishis Lachot Edvav, they're Mekadosh B'Shas Halvah, B'Masher Viach Zman Halvah. According to the Rambam, you extend the loan, the time of the loan. According to the Ravid, you extend the time of the Pira'on. So how do we say it was Lishitasso? We said Lishitasso like this. According to the Rambam, he must say you're extending the loan. Because according to the Rambam, to have Ribis, you need what? An Asinus Mos. When you talk about extending the piron, there's no money on the table. According to the Rambam, you always need to see the smoke. Therefore, the Rambam is forced to say, it's man what, it's man halval. Ravid argues. Ravid makes the difference, says, no, the shitaso. Ravid says you can talk about extension of the piron, because the Ravid says, as long as you extend this man, it's like a virtual nesina smos. Therefore, that serves as a nesina smos to have a din riddis. So the Rambam and the Ravid are the shitaso, both in the chosishis and in the chosmavah b'loivit. And we pointed out, why on earth does the Gemara have to give it a case of a rumus riddis? Just say it straight up on us movable. Why does Abai stand on the set and say it's the case of Aramis Ribis? So we said the pshat is because Hanas Ribis forces you to have a situation where you have to have a Nesinus Mos. In other words, you have to have a situation where Arba Klazimna be attached back to what? To the giving of the money. And therefore, that's what Aramis Ribis always requires what? Always requires a Nesinus Ribis always requires a Nesinus Mos. So therefore, the only time you can have a case of Arvach Lazimna, a Mekadosh Banas Milna, is the case of Aramis Ribis, because you have to Mekadosh her with the Sassina Sheish Bohana. So where's the Sassina Sheish Bohana? You go back to the original one, you go back to the original loan. So if you go back to the original loan, that's going to be Nachamo Ribis. The only time that you can have that, that's what we said the pshat was in the Rambam. The Hana is not Kekesif, and therefore, the only time you can Mekadosh her with Hanas Milna, which is in the Sinus Mos, which is Bisman Alba. And that's only Makam Sheish Isser Ribis, because the Isser Ribis is only Chal B'Shach Matan Mos. That's why Gufa Hanas Milva could only be given in a case of Aramis Ribis. Because by definition, you have to what attach back to the Sinus Mos. That's when Ribis happens. And therefore, that'll be the case of Hanas Milva. Fine. That answers 6. 7. The Gemara said it was usher to do this because of Aramis Ribis. So we have the kasha, if it's also to do this midrabanan, so how is the kedushin chal? We know that if you're a kaddish woman chometz that it's also midrabanan, the kedushin is not chal. The Gemara says in Pesachim Zayin Amar Aleph. We know that according to many poskim, Mishnah Melech has a something about this kaddish woman edim that are possible midrabanan, the kedushin is not chal. So why on earth is this kedushin chal? You did this midrabanan of Ramas Rivis. So we point out you have to say the following distinction. That distinction being. Is that when you makadosh a woman with when you makadosh a woman with chometz that's also in the rabbanon, the chefsa is bad. When you makadosh a woman with edim that are possible in the rabbanon, the notion of the edim, even though they're only possible in the rabbanon, they're also not acceptable. I mean, it's an integral problem. It's an integral problem. Either the chefs is not chefs in the divi sofrim, the edim are not edim in the divi sofrim. It's not extrinsic. Here in this case, when makadosh a woman, everything's fine. There's an extrinsic problem. Called Haramis Rivis is the lowest level of Rivis, and therefore in such a case that's called an Isser study, and that will not impinge upon the Kedushin. If the Chetz is Asim Midrabanan, if the Eim are Asim Midrabanan, that's an intrinsic problem, and that'll blow up your Kedushin and won't be Chal at all. Okay? Fine. That answers number 7. 8. How do we explain why Rashi says two reasons why it's not Rivis Gomer? First is he says, Lo Kutzla, you didn't fix it. You didn't Lo Kutzla Midi. Second one is you didn't take any money at all. We said that the notes in Rav Shurkin Sefer and also Rav Yoshev says the same Svara. There are three levels to Ribis. There is Ribis D'Iraisa, there is Ribis D'Rabbanan, and then there is which we'll call Avak Ribis, and then the third level is called Haramis Ribis, which is the lowest. And the way that the notes in Rav Shurkin Sefer and Rav Yoshev explain Shlita, they say the following: that once you don't fix it, it lowers it from being Ribis Ketutz D'Iraisa to being Ribis D'Rabbanan Avak Ribis. But once what? Once you don't take any money at all, then there lowers it even to what is called Aramis Ribis. That's why we said that Rashi said both Svaras, because we wanted to bring it down from a D'Iraisa all the way to the lowest level of Midrabanan, which is called Aramis Ribis. Please get that. In fact, Rabbi Yashiv couldn't believe Tosa Shit, even though the Rav assumed, what did Tosa say? Tosa said, Aramis Ketutza, even when you extend the money, right? Even when you extend the loan, it's like a virtual mos. Rabbi Yashiv couldn't believe it. Shtaros. If you charge money interest on someone who has staros, not gufo moment, throw the ribis midrabanan. He said, how could this be? There was no giving of cash. How could you say virtual cash makes you over isser ribis d'iraisa? So even in crisis, Rabbi Yashiv held, he didn't mean ribis gomer. He meant only what avak ribis, the higher level midrabanan. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. But push up shot, I want you to get the two spars wide in Rashi. Fine, 9. What was the manner of matan maslahachzer? So he said the Matan Maslahachzer is one of two ways. Gemara says in Bava Basra, if you say, please give me back the object, you don't say leave. What's the din? I think I give him Matan and I say what? I give the Gemara Bava Basra, Kuflam and Zion and Beis. I give a short, the Sruli, the Matan. and I say just return it, but I don't say to me. So can Tzruli be Makdashit? Yes, because I didn't say Li. As long as he returns the object to me physically, so what if it's Hekdash? I didn't say give it to me, Li, to use, right? Li didn't connote usage. I didn't say Li. So therefore he can be Makdashit. If I say Tzruli return it Li to me, then he cannot be Makdashit at all, none whatsoever, Allah Kalamais. And this, we said, opens the door to how two views, two approaches to Matan Amas Bahasar. One approach to Matan Amas Bahasar is it's mamish yours, mamish yours, and the halacha is that you're not able to sell it Tzruli. Why aren't you able to sell it? Because that's going to prevent you returning it. But the truth is it's mamish yours completely, a complete bialis. That's the first approach. Second approach to Matan Amas Bahasar was not that way. Second approach was to say that your ownership is very, very limited, and that's why you can't sell it. And therefore, the privilege of selling it was not subsumed under your ownership. First approach is fully yours. The only reason why you can't sell it is because it's going to prevent you from turning the object to me. Second approach is, no, it's not really fully yours. It's a very constricted type of what? Ownership. And not included in that constricted ownership is the ability to sell. You can't sell it because it wasn't included in that constricted ownership. Those are two distinct approaches. So we concretize those two approaches, the two shittas in Rishonim and our sugya. Ravid asks the following kashya, we said. The din of Matan Amas Bahasar. What's the din? Our Gemara says in Kedusha Vav Mem Beis, Matan Amas Bahasar is a good Kedusha. It's a good Matan. Not a good Kedusha. Take that back. Not a good Kedusha. We'll get to it. Matan Amas Bahasar is a good Matan in Dini Momos. That's what it says in Ferish. The Mekar is a good Matan. We know this. Ferish Gemara. Matan Amas Bahasar is good in Dini Momos. How could it be good? What does that imply? What do we say though? Matan Amas Bahasar is good, but if you're Makdashit, is that a good Akdashit? No. If I give him the Matan Amas Bahasar, if you give it back to Lee, can he be Makdashit? No, he cannot be Makdashit. Right? But nonetheless, what does the Gemara say by us? Matan Amas Bahasar is a what? It's a good Matanah. What does the Mishnah say in the Dharma, Daptim Chesim and Aleph? We had that story with the father and the grandfather coming to the Chasimah. What's the upshot of that Mishnah, the clause that emerges, Avi? Any Matanah that I give you, that you can't be Makdashit, not a Matanah. Talking to the Gemara, say slam dunk, and I'm a Matan Amas Bahasar. No, I'm a good Matanah. When what? We said in the form of a Matan Amas Bahasar, you can't be Makdashit, right? The Makabal can't be Makdashit. So if you can't be Makdashit, that shows not a Matanah. But our Gemara says it is a Matanah. That's the Ravid's Kasha. Floor kite? We got it? That's the Ravid's Kasha. Got it? Natan, you got it, Noam? Nachama, one more time, quickly. We paskin and Dini Mamas Matan Amas Bahasar is a good Matanah, right? That's what our Gemara says in Vavam and Beis, black and white. What does that mean? That means that Tzruli, I gave the Matan Amas Bahasar, Tzruli cannot be Makdash to item. He cannot be. He's got to give it back Li to me. Well, if he can't be Makdash to item, the Mishnah says in the Dharma, any Matana that I give to a person. And if he can't be Makdash, not a Matana. But our Gemara says Matan Amas Bahasar is a Matana. That's the Kasha to Ravid. Ravid answers that really the Hekdash is Chal. You just have to redeem it in order to return it. Ravid's Chiddush. And the Rashba and the Rizba argue on the Ravid wholeheartedly, and they say, heck, this is not Chal at all. Alright, so what's the Pshat in the Mishnah Nedarim? Mishnah Nedarim is talking about a case of Aroma. Meaning the son never really meant to give it over to his friend. In that case, he never really meant to give it over. If you really mean to give it over, it would be a good Matan. Okay, you follow me? Again, nothing more. The Ravid says, heck, this is Chal. You just got to redeem it before you return it to me, truly. Rashba and the Ravid says not. Rashba and the Ritva says it's not Chal at all. It's not Chal at all. So what do you do with the Pshat in that Mishnah? What do you do with Pshat in the Mishnah, right? It's not Chal at all. What's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah said, we said Matan Amas Bahasar is a good Matanah. Right? But we said any Matanah that if the Hekdash is not Chal, it's not a good Matanah. So the Mishnah is talking about a special case where you weren't sincere. I wasn't sincere in giving it over to Shruti. The son wasn't sincere when he gave it over to his friend. If he was sincere, it would be good. So we pointed out that this machloikis is mamish this chakir. That's what the Rav wanted to be mechadish. How? According to the Ravid Shita, the Ravid holds his complete bialis. Tzruli holds the whole thing mamish. Tzruli holds the whole thing, and he has the ability to makdash it. Just Tzruli, make sure you redeem it before you give it back to me. That's all. Ravid holds like the first approach, it's complete bialis. And the Rashi and the Ritva say no, like the second approach, that is a constricted bialis. Therefore, you don't even have the ability to be Makdashit at all, none whatsoever. However, we did point out a difference between the Rashba's version of the Raivan and the Raivan's version, the Ritva's version of the Raivan. What was that difference? The Rashba said to Shem the Raivan that when Tzruli has the item, he only has it according to the value. Meaning you can be makdish it according to the value of the object. You cannot be makdish the item itself. Please get that. Meaning the Rashba's version of the Raivan, the way we said it was, is basically it's Kedushas Domin. And we said that Kedushas Domin is Paka Bichti. You don't even have to redeem it. It goes away, the Kedusha evaporates by itself when you give it back to me. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Kedushas Domin is Paka Bichti, with a little bit amount. And Taisus said this in Sukkah as well. You remember we did that, Taisus? That is Kadosh, Kol Zman, it's in your hand. Once you give it back to me, it goes up in smoke. You follow me? So according to the Rashba's version of the Raivan, do you have to be potent, truly? No, because it goes evaporates itself. According to the Ritva's version of the Raivan, of course you have to be potent. And we said if you, it's striking, because if you look in the Raivan, if you look in the Ritva, according to the Raivan, it says Sarch Lithdoso. You look in the Rashba's version of the Raivan, he never says the word Lithdoso. So the Rav Skirish, Mamish fits in very well, the Lashon of the Rashba quoting the Raivan. Please get that. Okay? And then to top it all off, we said there is a machlokes, the Ritva and the Rosh and Sukkah both hold that when truly you give it back to me, you have to give it back to me b'haknah gmura, because it says leave. And the Ksos writes not that way. You don't have to give it to me b'haknah gmura. You just have to give it to me in a notion that I can use it. So that's what it means, that if you're a makdish, I couldn't use it. But we said that the Rosh and the Ritva hold, you must give it back to me b'haknah gmura. So we said at first glance that looked a little strange. In other words, you have to give it back to me b'haknah gmura, but at the same time the Ritva held you can't be makdish. So what does that mean? We said it goes hand in hand, really. First glance you think it's a stira, but by the fact that you have to give it back to me b'haknah gmura, that never allows you fully to have it to be makdish, meaning you have to return it in the same form that it always was, meaning you could not have transformed the item to a different state even while you had it. And therefore that, since you have to give it back to me b'haknah gmura, you had never any ability to transform its state. That's why you could be makdish. That's the way we said, that's the way you got to say the shot. Okay? You got me? Alright, very good. We had one offshoot to that as well. Put this in as well. Okay, we really should have done a marathon, no? Alright. Here's the tire. Proud of you guys. Work. You got to work in the tire. Oh. We had the following chiddush. Just to get this down so it'll be completely in your minds. So we'll get it complete. You remember we had a machlokes the Rosh and Rabbeinu Avigdor. Just on this, please. This nekuda. Can find it very quickly. We had a machlokes the Rosh and Rabbeinu Avigdor on Matana Manas Lahakser. Oh, you got it? Please get it. Yaakov. Okay? The Rosh said that a Matana Manas Lahakser is a Matana Gmura with a Tanai. Remember that? The Rosh, we just said it. Like the Ritva. It's a Matana Gmura with a Tanai. That's why you have to give it back to the Bakhtan Gmura. But what about a Matana Lizman? That was the offshoot I wanted you to get. I give you a Matana for a week. So the Rosh says you're like a Shoel. The Rosh says truly is like a Bowery, has no kinyan goof at all. And on that, and you wouldn't be Yotzi with the Esrog, a Matana Lizman. And Ravina Victor Katz, the Rishon, said no. Matana Maslahasr is the same thing as a Matana Lizman. It's better than Bowery. It's Mamish, you have a kinyan goof. So I want you to get that outgrowth of that din. Okay? Very good. Excellent, guys. Michael. 10. How do we explain the Machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam on one hand against the Taisus of Matana Maslahasr the Kedusha? Please get it. We got to know the Gemara. Baal Peh. Go through it in the Shach of the Tari yesterday. Baal Peh. Go through it, Baal Peh. So we're holding the Shirin Kedusha on Shabbos and Mem Gimel from first semester. So I'm already a semester ahead of myself. With the guys in the shul, yesterday we did Shama Hazokin. Remember Shama Hazokin? Yeshlit Levar Veir by Ritzicha and Mem Gimel and Manal. So I'm already a semester ahead, so it's good. But the thing is, I have to prepare though on Shabbos because I forgot already. So it takes me about an hour and a half to prepare what we did everything, so I don't to remember. Oh. So what do we say? Gemara says black on white. Matam Nabas Lachs is good for Mecher, good for Truma, good for Pinyaben. not good to do for Truma, we said, because it looks like you're not moral and ethical. Where you're playing games, which I didn't even give you one of those questions, and I didn't write in everything. Remember we said, because you're playing games, because you're trying to, like, you know, you're helping out the coin, is trying to get the Yisrael to give him the Truma. He's helping him out in the threshing floor. Also, Matam Nas Lahaxer. What are you doing? The coin is like doing a favor for the Yisrael, and therefore, since he's doing a favor for the Yisrael, the Yisrael's going to be indebted to give this coin all his Trumas and everything. It's not a proper thing, not moral and ethical. We also point out maybe that's a shiloh about Pinna Ben, remember? Is there a din about Pinna Ben pulling this shtick as well? Taisus Makoyros also says it's usher to do that. Taisus Rid points that out as well. But the Rabbah leaves it out like I Pinna Ben. That's another afro. Was there an issue of moral and ethical behavior by Pinna Ben? Taisus says yes. Taisus Rid says yes. Taisus Makoyros says yes. Taisus Rid says yes. Rabbah leaves out the din. But nonetheless, let's get to our question. Kedushin, what's the din? Matanam and Achsa by Kedushin. What's the Gemara say? The Feirish is not good. Because it looks like Halipin. The Lashon of the Gemara exactly was Doimel Chalipin. Fisha Eina, it doesn't say Doimel, it says Labar Misha Fe'eni Shenikvis B'Chalipin. So Tosfos on the Daf said it meant the following. Please get it. That the Yeraisa is a good condition. The Rabbana got rid of it based on Afkinu. So we explain this as Tosfos Yitosso. Because Tosfos of the opinion that Chalipin is what? Matanam Rafaxer is Kesef. Chalipin, according to the Benatama, give him a lot of separate Kenyan. So what on earth is Gemara talking about? Matanam Rafaxer is not good for Kedush because it's like Chalipin. What do you mean? They're two different animals. Matanam Rafaxer is Kesef. Matanam Rafaxer is Kesef. Chalipin is Chalipin. That's why Taisa says, Minatar is good. Minarabonim, they got rid of this enough here because it looks bad. It looks like Chalipin. Because why? Because when it comes to Matanam Rafaxer, you give the item back. So too by Chalipin. The derech of the Olam is that truly gives me the handkerchief back to buy the what? To buy the... I bought the mansion with you, with me giving you your handkerchief, but you don't keep my handkerchief, you give it back. So it looks too similar. But Tosfos has to say, I want you to get that. Media rights, it's a good Kedushin, Matanam HaFasa, but Minrabanan, they got rid of it based on Afkiyu. That's Tosfos' shot. That's where it's Tosfos' Lashitasa. That also could be Tosfos' Lashitasa on Bezim and Aleph, why Shava Kesef is from what? From a pasuk, it's from a pasuk. So you see that what? If it's from a pasuk, you see clearly that what that you see that what matanam ha'achzer is a kesef, is a kesef, much different than chalipin. It's a different animal. However, we said that the Rambam and Rashi hold not that way. They hold that matanam ha'achzer is not a good kedusha, even midyaraisa, because we said all sorts of lishitasim. Rashi and Gimel Amnath says that Kesef, Chalipin is a branch of Kesef. So if Matanam Aslahaxer is Kesef, Chalipin is a branch, and Chalipin is a branch of Kesef, we said that Chalipin is bad on Daf Gimel. So if Kesef and Chalipin are of the same category, they're both going to be bad. And therefore what? And therefore, Halakha L'maisa, Media Rice, it's not going to be a good Kedushin at all. We have, in fact, added on with the Ron. Why does the Ron say that Shava Kesef is Kesef? Why is Shava Kesef Kikesef? Svara. But you need a Hana. And if it's a Matana Maslaxer, you don't get what? You don't get any Hana. Michael, how you doing? Usually here. Usually here. Bring a chair here. Okay? So Matana Maslaxer, what? You give the money back, so it's not what? It's no Hana. So please get that Nakuda. The rest of the Shava Kesef Kikesef is a Svara. And therefore, since it's a Svara, you need to give Hana. You need to supply Hana. Matanam Rafaxer, you don't supply any Hana, and therefore, please get it. Rambam Rashi holds Matanam Rafaxer not good at Kedushin Mina Torah because of that swarm lack of Hana. Viper, 11. What was the Malach who said regarding Tobas Hana? What's the din of Truma Matanam Rafaxer? We said it's good, it's just not ethical. Asr L'Seyeh B'Veis HaKronos. Asr. Not ethical, we said. But Mikra Adin, Matanam Rafaxer is good Mina Torah. The bazoon, they're extrinsic isser, and it's not moral and ethical. We said to ourselves, does that make sense that you give Truma a Matanam Aslahaxer? Who owns Truma when it is in the hands of the Yisrael? Is it owned by the Kohanim? Or is it owned by the Yisrael? That was the suffix that we had. Is it owned by the Shevet Kahuna? And just Tovas Hana. What is Tovas Hana? The privilege to select to which Kohen you want to give it. Really? The Kohanim are the Bailim, though. Those are the two approaches we had. So what did Taisa say in Bav Metzia and Bav Mebeis? 5 years ago, we learned Bav Metzia. Shnayim Ochs is very difficult. The Rav never said Shirim and Shnayim Oksim. Never said Shirim and Shnayim Oksim, because it's too hard. That's too hard for us, it's different than too hard for the Rav. But he never said Shirim and Shnayim Oksim. So five years ago, we said Bob Mitzvah, Shnayim Oksim. Oh, so the Gemara has a very famous sugya called Takfu Koyin. Takfu Koyin, the Shach wrote a whole sefer on Hilchos Tfisa. By moment, it's called Takfu Koyin. The Gemara says you have a Yisrael, and they have a Bechor that's a suffix whether it was a Bechor. Not sure whether the Bechor was a firstborn animal. They're not sure whether it was. Firstborn animal goes to the Kohen. So the Kohen says, I'm sure, or at least he thinks he's sure. He goes in and he chops the animal out of the barn. He says, I'm pretty sure. The suffix Bechor, he took it. So what's the Gemara saying, Bob Mitzvah, above him in base? The Gemara says, Betheirus ain't motzin miyadam. Kohen can keep it. We don't take it away from him. So we said, why can't the Yisrael say, you know what, I don't want him to give it. I don't want to give it to you. I want to give it to another Kohen. That was Tosis Kasha. Tosis asked on the Gemara Bava Mitzia Davav that says Eimel Tzim Yodo. Frak Tosis based on Tovus or no? Why can't he demand it back? Tosis gave two terutzim. One answer was what? Makiri Kahuna. This coin is his best friend for years. He would have given it to him anyway. Not only that, we said a whole mile from Katz of Shlita that Makiri Kahuna is a type of kinyana. Usually a kinyan is a Maisa kinyan das Maka das Kaina. But what, Michael? What's the theory of Makiri Kahuna? As long as you remove everyone else. And this is the fellow that wants to get the automatic kinyan. We explain that based on Re'ia Kaina, the Gemara's having the book to see that base. I'm going to opt that if you see something, you're Kaina. As long as you're Masalik, everyone else is good. There's a theory of kinyan like that we built up. Kikur Shal Hefker, as long as everyone else gets away from it. I'm within my Dalai Lama, so it's mine. As long as you're Masalik, everyone else. That's one answer. Then please give you the second answer. And boom, it's you. What's the second answer? Unbelievable. Says the following. That the ability for a coin, for Yisrael to choose which coin, Tovus or not, that mumma, it's not concrete mumma. If the coin grabbed it, the Yisrael is not bialim on the truma, the Kohanim are, and therefore once the coin grabs the truma or grabs the Bechor, finished. Meaning Tovus or not bialus. It's a privilege. But once the coin copped it, it's for following. That's the second terrace. For following means it's finished. So Toysen, the second answer is basically saying very clearly that Tova Sona means you have a privilege to give it to which Kohen you want. But who's the real Bialim on the Truma? Who's the real Bialim? The Kohanim. Excellent. Very excellent. So we said, if you hold like that second Teretz and Toysen Bo Mitzvah, Fractakasha, how on earth can our Gemara work? How can Yisrael make a T'nai to give what? Truma, a Matana Marafahasir. Forget about it. Once he gives it, it's a done deal. He fulfilled his Tovus Onah. He gave it to whichever coin he wants. The coin can say, laugh at it. And say, you know what? You're done with your privilege. It's mine now. I'm not giving it back. How does the Gemara say by us that the Tanai is a good Tanai? Once he gives it to him, it's a done deal. That's only if you need a Maisak Noah. Here the real Bialim, as Michael said, is the Kohanim. Sarach Iyun, how can you still make it tonight? That was our kasha. If you only look at the first terence of Tysus, then it makes sense. Because the first terence of Tysus, Makiri Kuna, means that he had to stand on his head to say they had a special relationship. What the first terence of Tysus implied? That if it wasn't for Makiri Kuna, who are the real Bialim? The Israel of a Bialim, right? But we said this kasha Rav Shurkin has according to the second terence of Tysus. Oh. So how do we answer this? So we wanted to say the following. Possibly, granted it's only a privilege to give to whichever coin you want, but maybe you can make a T'nai on that privilege. Who says you can't make a T'nai on that privilege? That's what we wanted to say. So the notes in the bottom of the page in Rav Shurkin say for one, say maybe you can make a T'nai on that privilege. But then we said that was difficult as well. Why? Because why? Michael, once you what? Tzarech Yun. That does go off with such a T'nai, because once you choose the coin, right, the Yisrael are not the Bialim anymore, again he can laugh at you, no? You made your choice, you vote in the booth, remember we said? Oh, you can't say a second later, I was what? I made a mistake. They'll arrest you if you go back in. It's against the law. You made your choice, forget about it. A choice doesn't lend itself to T'nai, so we said it's a bit difficult, perhaps. Or maybe you could say, like the first shot that we said, that maybe on that privilege you can make a T'nai. Problem is, though, once you give it over, the vote is fulfilled. A little bit difficult. But that's the mahalach that we have. Maybe you could say, like we suggested, maybe you can make a tanai in that privilege. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's what we wanted to say. Fine. 12. What was the mahalach that we said in Pidyon HaBen? Oh. What's the din by Pidyon HaBen? Yisrael, the father, we know the Pidyon HaBen. The father has to be a Yisrael. Mother's got to be Yisrael. Everyone's got to be Yisrael. Both sides have to be Yisrael. Cannot be a Caesarean section. There is a halacha that we have to make sure that what? Everyone's Yisrael. No Caesarean section, nor to have a matana, nor to have a Pidyon HaBen. Whatever you get a Pidyon HaBen, matana, what's the din? Din is your yaitse. The halacha is your yaitse. We mentioned just a few minutes ago, Taisa says it's still Osir, it's not moral. Taisa's Rid says it on our daf, Taisa Mechir says it, Taisa Rid says it as well. However, Ram's mash with that din, Ram doesn't say it's immoral, doesn't quote a Ladina. The Gom wanted to say in Rashi also that maybe it's immoral. There's a din of Messiah. Okay. We mentioned that Shuvah Sayyavit said that Lecharchila Bismanazay, you can impose your son Matanam Lafaxer. Why? Because the Kohanim Bismanazay are not Kohane Miyuchasim. What are they? Kohane Chazaka. It's a presumption they're Kohanim. Of course, we treat them the Kidashto, but since they are only Kohane Chazaka, the Shuvah Sayyavit says you can give them a Matanam Lafaxer. But the Mahalach we said was this as well. Omer HaNetzivis, the Gon Milisa, the great Gon, the Netzivis, who call it Torah Kuli, the great Gon from Milisa. The Netzivis writes, you know, they always say the Ksos and Netzivis, and Shulchan Aruch, they always mention Ksos, this is, they argued a lot. So someone told me that the Lamaisa, they fought also. They didn't, someone said they don't put a Ksos and Netzivis on the same shelf. I told the guy it was Mechatos HaTorah. And then I pointed out to him in the Mishayu Nesivis. You know, the Ksos has responses back to the Nesivis called the Meshoveh. Meshoveh Nesivis. And in Simon Aleph and Sifkot and Vav, you look it up, I think it's Sifkot and Vav, in the Mishayu Nesivis, he says, the Ksos writes, the Nesivis was by my house. He stayed by my house. And we had a long discussion about this. See that they were Chavere. Mama says that he stayed by my house and we had the whole discussion on this. I said, well, is it Mechamta Shal Tayyir? Of course there is a Chavir. Okay. So what do we say? We said the Nesivis said the Feirish that from our Gemara that the small was wrong. What did the small say? Famous small we mentioned many, many times this semester. Right? Wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll know what the Tazen small says. Right? What's the small say? That Kesef is Kesefi wrong. Right? Kesefi wrong. The Siva says, you see slam dunk from here that if you could give a Pidyon HaBen a matana amanat v'hachzer, that it's not a pirol. Because a pirol means you pay the thing. Right, Ellie? If you pay it on condition of return, that's not a payment. So how could the Gemara say, flat on what? A Pidyon HaBen a matana amanat v'hachzer, you'd say, it's mamish wrong, says the Siva. The Siva says, the small is wrong. How could it say, you'd say, oh. So here we got out, we rolled up our sleeves, and we said, we must try to save. Not like Mariano, right? The real type of saves, we said. We must roll up our sleeves and try to save the small. So how did we save the small? So we had two saves. 2 miles. Please get it. Okay? The Rav said the following. The Iker Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is not Pirol Chol. What was the Iker part of Pidyon HaBen, David? It's the mice opinion, it's the mitzvah. Remember we discussed the last semester, there are two motifs in Pidyon HaBen. Is it the Piron Chov or is it the mitzvah Nesinah? Is it the mitzvah Nesinah? So the Rav said in Pidyon HaBen, the element is the mitzvah. Not Piron Chov. The hechitimsa of where you're poda someone is what? The hechitimsa of the manner in which you're poda someone is considered to be what? A pidgin. Like what's the din by Suffolk Bechor? Motzim Mechaber Olam Araya, right? Suffolk Bechor. I don't have to give it to the coin. But if it's a mitzvah, it should fall under the rubric of what? Yisurim and mitzvah. Suffolk Yerais L'chumra. Why do we say L'kula and say Motzim Mechaber Olam Araya that I don't have to give it to the coin? Because the Ofi of the mitzvah is done in a Piron fashion. Therefore, if you're in the case of a Suffolk, you say you go bust the Ofi of the Kiyum and you say what? Suffolk Mona L'kula. Because the Ofi of the mitzvah is Tashlumi Mama. So you say Motzim Mechaber Olam Araya. But the major motif of the mitzvah is that it's a mitzvah. Not that it's a piron call. So where the Rav saved the small. The small would say in the sinus, don't bring me a kasher from Pinya Ben. Pinya Ben is not piron call. It's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the And the Rav said from here, what did the Rav say from here? That it's said in the name of the Gaon. It's quoted in the name of the Gaon. That any mitzvah that you have to spend money for, remember Michael, we must use what? Kesef. You cannot use barter. It's quoted in the name of the Gaon. That's what the Rav said. Any mitzvah where you have to use money for, you should use kesef. And not what? Where you have to spend money, you should use kesef and not what? And not barter. Not the produce. So what did Rav Shechter point out in his tremendous Bekiyas? Said, where is this Gaon? Where's this Gaon? I don't know if he asked the Rav that, but he said, where's this Gaon? No one quotes this Gaon. And he said, on the contrary, we find a Gaon the opposite. Because what's the din Pinya ben Ayde Shliach? Can a father report his son through a Shliach? The Ramah said no. What did the Shach and the Gaon say to the Ramah? Of course you can. Why not? You can fulfill Pinya ben through a Shliach. And what was the Gaon's expression? Haray, it's only a Piron Chol. If I'm owed money, and JC owes me money, Ari can pay me instead. I don't care as long as I get the cash. So you see, the Gaon is calling it a Piron Chol, not a mitzvah. Anything we found the Gaon, the opposite, Rav Shechter pointed out. They ask him, I don't know if he asked the Rav this. But if anything, we find the opposite in the Gaon. So that was one way that we saved the small. The small within the Sivas, don't bring me a kasher from here, because this Pinya Ben is not the Piron Chol, it's a mitzvah. Fine. But then we had that extension that was quoted in the name of the Gaon. Really, the Gaon says in another place, it's really a Piron Chol. No, but we're saving that the nature that the small himself would say that Pinya Ben is a mitzvah. Oh, what was the other way we saved it? You remember? How do we want to save it? Maybe it's possible to say that the major element, even though we always say the Pashup Shani Kinyonim, what's the major character? The Maisik Kinyon. Their side requirements, Das Mak, Das Kinyon. Maybe we could present a Mahalach that the Das is the Iker. If the Das is the Iker, then maybe one could explain that if the Igmiris Das is the Iker, maybe Matanamas Das is good, even though there's no Piron, but there's a Gemiris Das. There's a Gemiris Das. And therefore, if there's a Gemiris Das, maybe that's the pshat that we would have to suggest. In other words, the Nesivis wants to say, look at this, it's a Piron, Amanas Lachish made Piron. How could that be? Very difficult. So maybe you could say this beer. Maybe you could say this beer. You could say that if you assume the major element is Kinyonim, is the Gemiris Das, that the guy shouldn't say he's joking. So therefore, even though what? Even though you do say that Ketzif is what? Is Piron, but the pshat of the matter is that even though it's not physically a Piron because you're going to get it back, but nonetheless there was a Gemiris Das to prevent a guy from saying I was joking. So the small would say, yes, I do generally hold that Ketzif is a Piron call. So why is it good to Matonis Lachser? Because I hold the clinching element as a Gemiris Das in order that people won't back out of the deal, and you'll have that even with the Matonis Lachser. Even though I hold that Ketzif is Piron, but the major element though is the Gemiris Das. As long as I have the Gemiris Das, that's fine for me. Another possibility we suggest. Okay. Rub shot's a little bit more smooth. But Lamaisa, that's the shot. Okay. Let's go now to three. Oh. Let's go. Sammy. Sammy's ready the whole day. Ready? All right, let's go. Mike. Okay. What are the Mishpatei Tanaim and what is their Makar? We said that the Makar of Mishpatei Tanaim, anytime you want to make a deal and stipulate it based on conditions, you have to follow the rules and regulations of how Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben wanted to live in Eber Yarden. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them, that's fine, but they must cross over the Yarden and fight with us and let us conquer Israel. Then they can go back and live in Eber Yarden. And the way in which Moshe Rabbeinu addressed them is used as a model and paradigm, Ludoros, that anytime we want to make a business deal, You must stipulate it based on certain conditions, and those conditions have to follow the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tanai. What are they? Number one, there must be a Tanai Kofel. Must be a double condition. He said if you guys cross over, fine, you'll get the land, and if not, not. You must say positive and the negative. You want to make out a woman, if you eat the ice cream cone, there'll be a kedushin. If you don't eat the ice cream cone, it won't be a kedushin. Number two, the positive must come before the negative. Hain kodem olah. Number three, the tanai must come before the maisa. Tosus interpreted that being that verbally the condition must be said before the action, meaning that if I eat the ice cream cone, I'll be mekadesh the woman. The tanai comes before the maisa. Rashi argued and said that factually the tanai must be fulfilled before the action, meaning you must eat the ice cream cone first before putting the ring on her finger. Number four. So it's a machlokes Rashi says on three. Four. The tanai must be extra lekayim. If you say, if I fly over the moon, I'm going to be mekadesh her, then obviously you're not interested in marrying her, okay? That's number four. Number five. The tanai can only be put in a category where it can be done through a shliach, like kedushin, like gittin, like truma. Those things can be done through shlichus, we learned the first semester. So therefore, that category can be stipulated with a tanai. However, chalitza is a category that cannot be done through a shlich. You have to do it yourself. The woman's got to do it herself. Therefore, it does not lend itself to a tanai to be put on it. You need a tanai that's extra. Milsa delesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. A category that's not b'shlichus, not b'tanai. That's a beferish gemara k'subis, ayin dalad, amad alad. That was five, we said? Yes, and six is the following. A tanai v'davarechad o maisa v'davaracher. The tanai cannot contradict the maisa. The guy gives her the ring on condition she should give him the ring back. The tanai obviously is contradicting the maisa. The guy divorces his wife, God forbid. On tanai, she should give him the piece of paper back. It's contradicting the maisa. The tanai must be an external, extrinsic element like the Kubis Arush has the line, famous line, echoing the Gemara Ksubis, I believe, on your testament base, that a tanai is a what? A milsa achrisi, extraneous element. Those are the six mishpatei tanoim, and you know the marker of the dvarim. Plug it in. It was a tanai kofel in the chumash. It was positive before the negative. The tanai was before the maisa. If you guys cross over, you'll be able to settle the land. Number four, obviously it was possible to Makayim, they won the war, Baruch Hashem. Five, was that Yisur B'Shlichus? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yoshua. Rashi Yavamas Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the top of the Yomud. And number six, of course it was extraneous, right? The Maisa was to settle every yardin. The Tanai was if you fight with us. So all those six were fulfilled in that model. Came from those six. Excellent, guys. Two, let's go. What'd you say, Michael? Two, okay. What's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid? They got the mishpatei tanoim tasbir. So the Ravid and the Gaonim say that the scope of mishpatei tanoim is limited only to getting the kedushin. Does not apply at all to dinim omnis. Not at all. And the Rambam writes that the Gaonim, his Rabosai, is wrong, and he claims that mishpatei tanoim applies across the board. This machlokas, we said, was echoed where? In Tosis in Kedushin and then Testament Beis, you remember? Quote of machlokas Rashpam in the Re. Remember we did that Tosis inside? Who read that Tosis? I forgot already, you remember? Who read that Tosis in Testament, Varsha Belevin and Varsha? You remember, Michael? Did you read that or remember? When in doubt, say Michael, right? Machlokas Rashpam in Re. The Rashpam writes, Rashbam writes, B'mamun, we don't say, and the Re said he's wrong. Rashbam said, like the Ravid, we only say it by Yisr, and the Re said he said it across the board. Oh. Well, you read it, David? Okay. So what's the Machlokes here all about? So the push-up shot is, in the Ravid, is the following. Gittin and Kedushin are such a serious enterprise. If you want to hinge your Kedushin on eating an ice cream cone, you better show me that your ice cream cone, that tanai is a real tanai. So you better double it. You better double it and show to me that it's a serious thing. Because I know getting Kedushin is serious. You want to hinge it on a condition, you better make it serious. You can have the biggest $1 million, $1 billion deal, but it's only money after it's all said and done. You want to hinge the $1 million deal of a parking lot in Manhattan on a Tanai? One side of Tanai is enough. That's the pashas of the split and the Rambam. And the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says, no. Anytime you want to hinge any deal, I don't care what type of deal it is, whether it's getting Kiddush or Momentous, you must double the Tanai. That's the simplest shot in the Rambam Rambam. That's one shot that we said. The other shot we said was from the Rav, was the following. When the Rav wanted to say, a little bit conflicting, I wanted to ask Rav Shechter about this, that he wanted to say, when it comes to Momentous, you are really the Bialin, we said. And you require a tremendous amount of das. You're really in charge of the whole deal. Not that you need a high level of das. I think this is what Rav Shechter would say to me. By Momentous, you're in charge of the whole deal. Since you're in charge of the whole deal, you want to hinge your condition, the sale of the parking lot, you better double it. You're in charge of the whole thing. And therefore, the halacha is that you don't need to double it. I apologize. Since you're in charge of the whole thing, there's no need for you to double it. A one-sided tanai is enough. Whereas by kiddushin gittin, all you need is a das makne. By kiddushin, all you need is a das makne. And therefore, since all you need is a das makne, therefore, if you want to what? If you want to buttress your what? You want to buttress your das makne on a tanai, you better what? Double your tanai to make it a very serious manner. That was what the Rav wanted to say in the pshat and the Raivin. And the Rambam would respond, no, you need, anytime you use a tanai, you always have to double it and make it a serious concept. Okay? But that was the expression the Raivin wanted to say. Now, where did we bring a riot to that? You remember? What was the riot that we said to that? Remember we said that we have to, if a man is forced to give a get, he must say Rotsani. Remember, Mishnah said in Erkin? He must say Rotsani. If the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, that tali of the zavin, zvini, if you force a guy to what? To buy something, it's a good sale, from the fact that if you force a guy to give a get, he has to say Rotsani. The Gemara slugged it up and said what? Remember the expression? Mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chachamim. It's a special din, a mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chachamim. So the Rav pointed out, mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chachamim is enough for kedushin. They have a das makna, that's enough for kedushin. To listen to the Chum, because you need a general das. You don't need a specific das of the individual you're dealing with. Whereas by Dini Momentous, there's no notion of Mitzvah Shmoa Dibrei Chachamim. That wouldn't be enough. You need a specific individualized das for Dini Momentous, and Mitzvah Shmoa Dibrei Chachamim will not do the job. Remember we said, Lamashal, Ravana Al-Tayr said, that if there's not an Issa D'Oraisa to hold an idol, if you have an idol in your domain, there's not an Issa D'Oraisa. No Issa D'Oraisa, and Ravana said that Al-Tayr. Let's say the Bezin would force a guy to sell it, though. What would be the din in that case, we said? Would there be a din of mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham? No! Because why? Since the mechir is din imamunis, mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham is not enough. And din imamunis, you need what? You need an individualized, specific das, and stam mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham would not be enough. You need him on his own to say he wants to sell the thing. Whereas by kedushin, all you need is a das makne, and mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham would do the job. What was another riot we had to this? Please get this. The Ramban and the Daf Erif in Gittin. What Daf? Lamed Chesem Av Daf Erif. The so far. He said, Asmachta lo kanya by what? Only by dinei what? Momentous. Remember we talked about this in gambling. Asmachta lo kanya by dinei momentous. By Gittin the Kedushin, Asmachta's good. Why? Because all you need is a Das Machta for Gittin the Kedushin. And since all you need is a Das Machta, it's enough that what? It's enough that you're mefarsh your daito, and a smachta would be good. So you follow me? So you see from those due dinim, mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham would not be enough for dinim amunis, and a smachta is not good enough for dinim amunis. But for gittin kedushin, mitzvah l'shmoa dibrei chacham is enough, and a smachta is enough. So you see that the smachta is what is enough, and therefore, if you want to what hinge your kedushin on what? Your slight das makta that you need, which is a very general type of das, then you better double the condition. Whereas in dinim amunis, since you're in charge of the whole thing, right, then the one-sided tanai would be enough. So this is a different mahalak, please get it, as to the svar and the raya. Just a bit difficult. You know what bothers me about this whole thing? Because we explained the chayim many times this semester, right? Last semester. That you need a higher level of das for getting the kedushin, no? And now we're saying then all you need is Das Makom. Let's just say that whole Shtukl Torah from the Rav and Rav Kahn was in the Rambam. Here we're using this Svar to explain the Raivin. So maybe that's the distinction. Did you ask me that after this year? Very good, Avi. Avi asked me that. That was my response to you. So maybe that would be the answer. That whole concept of high level das, Rav Kahn was saying that in the Rambam. Here we're saying this whole Shtukl Torah within the Raivin that makes the split from getting the Kedushin and the Nimamas. Oh. Important to just note, just get this to answer this fully, and then we'll go on. If you hold like the Rambam, what is the push-up shot of Kibush Arts? Dini Mominus, I stopped you on the street. What would you say? Is that Dini Mominus or Isser? Mominus! That's the reset in Kedushin. It's Mominus. Of course you need Mishpat Dittanayim by everything, by Isser and Dini Mominus. What's the shot in the Rambam? The Rishaker said no. And that's what he said he heard from the Rav, that Kibush Arts was a mitzvah, falls under the rubric of Yisurim, and we pointed it out that the notion of Kibush Arts is a mitzvah and it falls under the rubric of Yisurim. So the model of B'nai Gadol B'nai is Yisurim, it's a mitzvah. That's what the Rashbam held. Remember we said Yisraelim is the only Schalkel of Shvatim? Remember Yisraelim, the Gemara writes in Megillah, was not distributed to Shvatim, but we find that the Mizbeach, half of it is in Binyamin's side, right? Thought it was in Nischalik. We said regarding the Isser, it was Nischalik. Not the Gabi Mominus of who owns what piece of land in Mominus, but the Gabi Isser it was. Remember we answered Sivu Bessa Frank's Kasha? What was his Kasha? If you have trumas and mice or fruits and vegetables that are grown in your Yisraelim, there should be no Chiyuv of trumas and mice. It's excellent, Jeremy. Why? Because Yisraelim was not Nischalik Lishvatim. In order to be Chayiv of trumas and mice, so you have the 14 years of the Kibush V'chiluk. Then there was Kedush and Beut on the land. Yerushalayim never had Chiluk. They never distributed. So you mean to tell me produce is going to Yerushalayim never has a Chiluk, Jerusalem, Mice? What's the answer? No! The Din of Yerushalayim only scalped the Shlatim is only one by the Din of Lominus. But like, I mean, of course it was distributed. What else do we say different with this? Stickle tires. What else? The Raivin of Shitaso. This is the Raivin, no? The Raivin saying, which put this number only by Yisurim, getting the Kedushin. He considers Kibush Arts only to be what? Yisurim. We had a Raya in the first semester. What did the Raya say? Al pi Urim v'tumim, Hashem divided the land according to the various Shvatim. What did they use Goral only for? For within each Shevet, which Mishpacha would get each land. But you certainly see in the what, there was a notion of the Shechinah, Urim v'tumim. That's considered to be Yisurim. Excellent. Vaitim. That is what number two. Number three, let's go. What's the chiluk between Tanai of Im and the Tanai of Asher? Okay? What's the difference between the Tanai of Im and the Tanai of Asher? So we said the Rambam said the following theory. And Taisus said the same thing in the second theory by us on Bavam List. Anytime you say Im, you need Mishpatei Tanai. According to the Rambam, whether it's Kitten or Mominus, doesn't make a difference. According to the Rambam, of course, only Yisur. Anytime you say Im, there's a requirement that Mishpat Tanoim. Anytime you say Amanas, Kol Ha'omer Amanas, is Koimer, Me'akshav Domi, and therefore you don't need Mishpat Tanoim. Im means you're Makadosh a woman if the rain falls tomorrow. That's a Pelel. When does the Chalos Kedushin take place? Tomorrow when the rain falls. In our Mishnah it says Keshev Sharabiyah. It doesn't say you read this Kishonim. No. Therefore, or for you to say Im to work, you have to fall into the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tanoim, which is the Parshin Chumash. In a Hanami, your Kedushin will happen when the rain falls. But that's because there's a special Parshin Chumash of Negat of Meruvei, that in fact the Chalos happens much later. Okay, we got that? That's why Im needs Mishpatei Tanoim. However, Me'akshav does not need Mishpatei Tanoim. Why? Because what does Me'akshav and Amanas do? It makes it work L'mafreya. So the whole point of the Tanai is to make sure that what I did was what? Was Chal. That's the whole point of the Tanai. The whole point of the Tanai is that I want to make sure that it's Chal. And therefore, if I want to make sure it's going to be Chal, it's like the whole notion of the Tanai is, of Me'akshav is kind of like a toast. Because the deal was already done. I just want to make sure that I won't wreck it. I want to make sure that I won't wreck it. That's the pshat. Okay? That's the pshat that we have when you say Me'akshav.
Okay? You want to make sure that it's chal al yedei the maisa. It's not chal al the kiyum atanai. The ikr kavonis atanai is lo haisen lekayim achol. It's levat lo al yedei e kiyum atanai. I want to make sure it's going to still hold water. So I better make sure I do the time. If I don't do the time, it's going to wreck it. But it already was done. If it already was done, that's exactly what the Magen Mishnah says. If it already was done, the maisa, there is no reason what? To have mishpate tanai. Because how is the kedushin chal? Based on giving of the ring. Therefore, you don't need the rules of Mishpatei Tanoim. I want you to get this. It's a beautiful chiluk between Im and Amanas. Im delays the chalois. Then you need Mishpatei Tanoim. It doesn't say in our Mishnah readers Kshomim. But if you say Amanas, it goes to Mafreya. Just the Kiyum Atanai, then it shouldn't wreck it. So therefore, if it's going to Mafreya from the time you gave the ring, you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. It's Midin Tolz. What do we say Tolz is? You just made a mistake. It was a Mechiris Tolz. Kedushim and Tolz. So I want to make sure it won't be wrecked. It won't be a Tolz. You just do the Tanai, that's Amanas. They said the same thing. Excellent. Vayter 4. How do we explain the Ramban that said the Chilutin L'Sha'avar L'Asid L'Gabi Tanai? At which Tosis argued on the Ramban? Please get this. Oh. The Ramban is of the opinion, said a tremendous Chiddush. Ramban was in the Dapi Arid, and Lamechesim La'af Dapi Arid. Beautiful Chiddush. Rabban here distinguished between a Tanai in the past and the Tanai you did for the future. Okay? Rabban writes, any Tanai that you do on the past, you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. Any Tanai you do in the future that you're going to do, you need Mishpatei Tanoim. Okay? Basically the same breakdown. If you do the Tanai in the past, it becomes like Tos. It's like a Kedushin Matos. You're Mekadosh on condition that yesterday you hit five homers. Well, if you hit five homers, you're married. If you didn't hit five homers, you're not married. No one has ever hit five homers in a game, if I'm not mistaken. No? Four, Mike Schmidt. When I was a kid, Mike Schmidt did it against the Cubs. Four homers. You guys don't even know who Mike Schmidt is. It's one of our Talmidim, Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt was Michael Schmidt's a great talent, but Mike Schmidt is a great third baseman, greatest third baseman. My glove, my baseball glove, is autographed by Mike Schmidt. Okay, yeah, it was a package deal. Defense, offense, everything, power, everything. All right, Viter. So the Ramban says the Beferish. The Ramban says if you tell the Chalois. In a Tanai that's in the future, you need Mishpatei Tanoim. If it's a Tanai on the past that you hit five homers, that's considered to be in the past, it's a Tos, therefore you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. However, please get this. The Ramban does say, even though a Tanai al Sha'avar does not need Mishpatei Tanoim, but it does need a Tanai couple. Because Tanai couple is not under the rubric of Tanoim, it's called Mishpatei Lashon, if you remember correctly. Remember he pointed out that the din of Tanai Kofel is found in other places, legabe psukim in the Torah, legabe what? Hakpasa binadarim, legabe the terrible issue of being kawal one's friend. There's a din of Tanai Kofel is mentioned in other areas outside of Tanai. That implies that the din of Mishpatei Lashon. That's why the Ramban says, even though the Tanai Lashon does not need Mishpatei Tanai, but it does need a Tanai Kofel, without a doubt. However, we pointed out that the Tosfos in Kedushin on Samach Beis Zibraas Dirmaskon Hinaki, right? Not Henki Dirmaskon Hinaki, right? Says Beferish, Tosfos says that even by a Tanai L'Sha'avar you need Mishpatei Tanoim. That's what you said from Tosfos Kasha, because Tosfos said according to Remeir that requires Tanai Kodem L'Maisa the Shvuah of Asota. She says in the Shvuah the Maisa came before the time. Tosfos says by you need Mishpatei Tanoim even by a Tanai L'Sha'avar. So you see that Tosfos disagrees with the Ramban, but even the Tanai L'Sha'avar, you need Mishpatei Tanoim. Fine. Very good. Next one, fine. What do we say about I Tanai Kofel? So I just said half of it. Tanai Kofel is not just a din in Mishpatei Tanoim, it's a din in Mishpatei Lashon. You have it by the Allah of what? Psukim in the Torah. The Gemara has a Kiddush of Samach Aleph on the basis. This is Medayik from Sukkim. Kigonim Tetiv Seisim Lo Tetiv Lepetach Atav Roideis. Legabe Apostle Ben Adar. Legabe Mekal Bechaveru Chasashon. You see there's a din of Fela, of Kofel.
outside of Tanaim. So you see, there's a halacha of mishpatei loshen that exists in Kol Torah Kula. That's number one. And number two, we proved it from our Tosfos, our very own Tosfos. Because why? Because our Tosfos, and it's echoed by Tosfos and Kedushin on Mentesim base, our Tosfos develops a theory that anything that's an umdu de demuchach, you don't need mishpatei Tanaim. Namely, in our case, I give Jay-Z my esrog on condition he returns it. If he doesn't return it, Jay-Z's not yotzei. Frek Tosfos, where's the Tanai Kofel? What do we say that meant? If you did not follow rules or regulations, the Tanai should go up in smoke, you're left with the Mises, so he should be yotzei, right? Remember we said you have to flesh out the Kasha's Tosfos. Tosfos saying, so what if Jay-Z's not yotzei, didn't return it to me? The Tanai is a bogus Tanai, because it was not a Tanai Kofel. So therefore the Tanai should be canceled, should only be a Mises, let it be yotzei zayin. Right? To Matonic Guru. Straight up. So Tois has developed the theory that anything that's an umdu de demuchach, you don't need mishpatei tanai. It's implicit, it's self-understood that I gave Jay-Z the esrog, I want it back. I haven't shaken the esrog, it's the first day of Sukkot. You need Bible, it's self-understood. Anytime it's umdu de demuchach, you don't need mishpatei tanai. That's what our Tois and Tois and Tesebes said beferish. Anytime you have a Tanakh, there is no need to have Mishpatei Tanoim. Problem was, what does Tosfos do at the end of the Tosfos? What does Tosfos do at the end of the Tosfos? He says, this Tanakh shouldn't work, because it's a breaking one of the rules of Mishpatei Tanoim. What is one of the rules of Mishpatei Tanoim? The Tanakh must be extraneous. It cannot contradict what? The Maisa, I tell Jay-Z, take the Esro, on condition you return it back. That contradicts it, Mamish. That's Tosfos. So we said the Rav pointed out beautiful. What's Tosfos asking? Tosfos just said that what? When you're dealing with an umdudu de muchach, you don't need what? Mishpatei Tanoim. So what's Tosfos going around and asking Kasha? Oh, you're breaking the rule of Tanai b'davarachar, Maisa b'davarachar. What's the Kasha? El Zachter. Tanai Kofel is a din in what? Mishpatei Lashon. It's a din in Mishpatei Lashon. It's not a din in Mishpatei Tanoim alone. Therefore, all he said is that when you have the Umdu Demuchach, you don't need Mishpatei Lashon. But it could very well be that what? You still need Mishpatei Tanoim. That's all Tosfos meant to say. When you have the Umdu Demuchach, you don't need Tanai Kofel, which is a din in Mishpatei Lashon. But you still require Mishpatei Tanoim, and therefore he says, how does this Tanai work? And what was Tosfos' answer? Actually, Tosfos gave two answers. What was Tosfos' answer? One answer was, we were working with the day in Gittin that says there is no such rule. Right? Remember that? Did he point out, look in the Gemara in Gittin? So one answer to Tosfos was, there's no such rule. What was the second answer to Tosfos? Kol Ha'imra Manas is Ki Yomer Me'akshav Dami. Anytime you say Amanash, you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. You don't need any Mishpatei Tanoim. Therefore, I said, take the Esrog on condition you return it to me. Okay. Vice or not? You ask me afterwards, Greg? Okay. I just want to go Vice. Is it quick? Real quick. Go ahead. The Gemara has one day in Gittin that says there is no such rule. But we don't hold like that day. Christ is established in the whole Gemara according to that one day in Gittin. That's why this comes out with the second answer. We hold there's such a rule. When is there such a rule, Greg? Eam only. But not what? Not with Amanas and the Akshav, correct? Excellent. The beautiful view of the Rav, no? Beautiful. The progression of Tosfos as a Kasha, Teretz, then he has another Kasha. Stop and think. Conceptually, why did he ask that Kasha? He shouldn't have asked that Kasha. Then we explain why, because the din of Tanai Kofel is a din of Mishpatei Lashon, not a Mishpatei Tanoi. Excellent, guys. Very good. Biter. Six. Let's go. Explain the case of Arev and Tainus Mahalak that we said on this din. What was the din of Arev? Tain Manal Ploni Rava said, the Kaddish and Ilacha. I was remarking to one of the fellows saying, the Mike and this folk, this whole Bechina, not the whole Bechina, but from Bavim and Beis until Zainim is all Rava. All these Kedushim are Rava. Mamish. Okay? Oh. That would be, if I only want to write one question on the Bechina. Tein kol ha-Kedushim sel Rava. That's a good question. All right. From Bavim and Beis to Zainim and Beis on the top. Tein kol ha-Kedushim sel Rava. Okay, Rava said, Tein manu l'plori, ve'akara shani l'cha. Okay? She said to the man, give $100 to Mr. X and I will be married to you. Okay? Very simple case. Please get it. She says to her chassan, give $100, please. Give the $100. Pay money to Ploni. Give $100 and I will be married to you. It's Mekudeshes Midin Ari. Rashi pointed out that, of course, there was an Amira that he said to her when he gave it over to her. Oh, what's the Kiddush of Ari? Arev is, in the case of Jay-Z and Ari, that I lend Jay-Z money, but I only lend him if Ari is going to be the co-signer. So, what's the halacha? The Gemara writes in Bava Basra that an Arev commits himself because Ari is very honored by the fact that the loan went through because he was going to be the co-signer. I trust Ari. I know if Jay-Z doesn't have the cash to pay me back, I can go to Ari. So, the anah that you got, you committed yourself. And you didn't get a cent. Ari got no pennies at all. So in the same vein that an Ari commits himself based on Bahiyana, so to hear this kedusha happen Bahiyana. How? So we said one of two approaches. Actually, we had three. First approach we had was is that she was listened to. Simply, she was listened to. That was the push-up shot. Her voice is listened to. And she's listened to. That's the din of Ari. That's the halacha, that's what we find. Ritva says Beferish, that she was listened to, and therefore that's the din. It's Masha from that, like that, where? Like that also in the Rush and the Tour. Halacha Lamais in such a case, okay? I'm sorry. The Ritva says that she was listened to. That's the shot in the Ritva. However, the Rush, correct. The Rush said not that way. The Rush said it was the virtual Nesina. We had a Machlokes, the Rush and the Ritva. That it was a virtual Nesina here. Okay? Since it was a virtual Nesina, it's as if what? As if Ari got the money, as if the woman got the money. It's not Bahiyana that she was listening to. So you have a major Machloikis here. Please get it. Machloikis Rosh Ritva. Ritva says she was listened to. That's Bahiyana. That was enough for her that she got that. And the Rosh says no. Rosh and the Tour say the fact that we treat as a virtual Nesina. Virtual Kabbalah. She had a virtual Nesina. It was given to her. It's a virtual Nesina. And therefore it's a good Kiddush. Don't confuse the two. Remember we said Arev, Machlekes, Rosh and Ritva, and the Kanani, the Rosh and Ritva agree. Remember that? Remember we said that? Okay. What's the Rambam Shita? Rambam Shita is, let's see, we said. Before we give the Rambam Shita, there are two Nafkaminas. What are the two Nafkaminas? Very quickly. Let's say you say, Zrok Mon Eliyam. Take the $100 and throw it to the river. Throw it to the ocean. What's the din? If it's the board, it would be listened to. Well, you were listened to. But if you say it to a virtual Nesina, well, no one got it. The sea, the ocean got it. Inanimate object got it. So it wouldn't work. We can't say the Kabbalah Shlishi would be what? Kilu Kibla Arid? And what's another Nafkamina? So you have to give it to a Bendas. What happens if you give it to a Shoita or a Cotton? If you say you were listened to, that's fine. Who cares who received it? If you say it's a Kabbalah, on behalf of Kibu Kibul Arev, then a Bendas would not work. Those are two very good Nafkamines. The problem is, we said, if you look in the Rashba and the Meiri, Rashba worked with the notion of being listened to, Hana, but the Rashba mandates you require what? Rashba says you require a Bendas. And the Meiri works with the mechanics of Hana, but he says if you throw it to the sea, it's not good. So he said it's a problem, it's a Stira, no? You're working with Hana. We don't care about it being the ocean. We don't care about it being a Bendas. So we said, if you closely look in the Rambam, a third approach emerges, and it is the fusion. It is the synthesis. What other words? I forgot already. Fusion, synthesis, hybrid, however you want to say it. There is a third approach that emerges in the Sugya, and that is the Rambam, the Meiri, and the Rashba. That you got Hana, that the guy received it. That was a close reading of the Rambam. You got Hana by the fact the guy received it. Not that it was the ocean, not that it was a cotton or a shaita, but it was a Bendas. That's the case. That's a third approach in reading the Gemara, and a third approach into what? Into the whole sugya. That's what we wanted to say the pshat was. Oh. And we pointed out, if you remember, the Brisker Rav in the letters in the back. You remember? We said there's a few letters of the Brisker Rav in the back and the grids on the Rambam. In fact, one of them is to the Rav. How he says the Rav, when he was a young boy, says, "You're such a goyim." It's written in the letters. Doesn't say who it is, but he's referring to his nephew, the Rav. So, they used to correspond. They used to correspond to each other before the Rav went to Berlin. And then they stopped corresponding. I think they said the Brisker Rav was upset with him that he went to Berlin than when he went to college. But till that time, they corresponded. In the back of the Brisker Rav, whatever reason, we're not done, I'm just saying the Metzius. You know, there are many different sheets about college. We obviously have one sheet about college. Doesn't mean you have to show disrespect to the other. Different sheets, very critical, we said. Especially during spirit, the Mechabit of the sheets. But that's what the Metzius, they said. So in one of the letters in the back, they don't say who it is, but it's everyone knows. In the whole Olam that is referred to the Rav. And in one of those letters in the back, and this one was not to the Rav, Brisker Rav, though, is very bothered by why on earth, he says, is the din of Ariv needed? In other words, if you hold that the first approach is based on Hana that you were listened to, so why do you need Ariv? Right? Lama li yafusav Ariv. Ariv is based on Hana as well, right? So what's Ariv coming to tell me at all? That's the kashan of Brisker Rav has in the letters, no? I mean, you don't need it. We already know you can make out of Shumut HaNa. We explained earlier in Shemitz. So there's fallen. What is Ariv contributing here? So the Teretz is, might be that maybe Ariv tells you that this type of what? This type of HaNa is called HaNa. Being honored, being listened to. That's good for what Ariv tells you, he said. Okay? That's how we wanted to say the Chiddush was. And that's maybe what the pshat might be in the what? In the pshat. Okay. Fine. Just one outgrowth to this we had mentioned. What was the Hava mean in the Gemara Bava Metzia? Why an Arav Yerchayavin? We mentioned this. This is part of the Mahalach. What's the marker? It's a Svara. Bahi Ana Arav. What was the Hava mean at all? A Pasuk, no? Remember by what Yehuda said? Anochi Arvenu by Binyamin. The Gemara says, how do you know there's a din of Ariv? So the Gemara had a pasuk by Yehuda, then it slugged it up into a pasuk in what? In Navi. Remember that's why we said Rashi said, Matzinu B'Torah. We said B'Torah was Lav Davka, because that pasuk in Bereshis was slugged up, was a pasuk in Navi. So it's interesting. What's the marker of Ariv? Is it a svar or is it a pasuk? Whether it's from the Chumash or from the Navi, what's the difference? So we wanted to say, maybe if you hold that it's a Hana, that's a Svara. But if you hold this virtual Kabbalah Svara, Mahalach, that you need a Pasuk to tell me. That's a big Kiddush. To Mechadish virtual Kabbalah, for that you need a Pasuk. So that we wanted to say, maybe that's totally on the two approaches as to what exactly the marker of Ariv is. Could be that Rash Bam and Baba Basra keeps alive that Pasuk. Kept it alive. So not that the Gemara slugged it up completely. What did the Gemara just slug it up as? Gemara slugged it up as, what did the Gemara slug it up as? Gemara didn't slug it up as a complete marker. Gemara slugged it up for what the Gemara wanted to use it as. You remember? What do I mean to say that, Mike? Do you remember? Gemara didn't slug up the pasuk completely. What did it slug it up for? You remember that? We said it was a beautiful, beautiful word. Maybe Lamaskana. It's a svara. Why what? Why it's not an asmachta. That's why. You got that? Meaning the mucker of Ariv is really from a pasuk. The svara of Bahiyana is just what? Is just to tell me why Ariv is not an asmachta. It's not the problem of asmachta lokanya. But the real mucker of Ariv is a pasuk. Or do you say no? That the real mucker is a svara of Bahiyana. I want you to get that. Especially because we had to look it up. Okay? You follow me? In other words, when it said Bahiyana, is that a legitimate marker on its own? That it's a svar of Ariv? Or do you say, no, it's just a svar to tell me why it's not an asmachta, but there's a chi of Ariv midin what? There's a chi of Ariv midin exerce a kasa. And then we said the whole shikotera from, I didn't find it inside from Rav Asher Weiss, the great guy in Shlit. Remember we said that there are certain dinin that we learn a kodamat in Torah? And the Yushalmi says on one spot, you want to learn Shiva, from the pasuk in Vayechi? How can you learn Shiva from Ayas Abel Shiva's Yomim? Go to Matan Torah. The Gemara says that can't be the marker for Shiva. But we learn Arev, we learn Amar and Simcha B'Simcha from Moli Shvuazos, we learn Arev from Yehuda, Lita Zahava Minas. What other din did we learn? What other din? Amar and Simcha B'Simcha, we also said what? We also said Arev, didn't we have one other din? What'd you say? Can't hear you. Yeah, not sure. That is, well, that's not so partial, Eric, because the Rambam writes in the first Mishnah, we didn't say Gidah Nasha. We didn't say it because the Rambam says in first Mishnah, in Chulin, we do Gidah Nasha because Hashem gave this to the Torah, not because Yaakov gave it. I think we only mentioned those two. No? No, Avelus, the Gemara slugged off. We said because, so what was the pshat that we said? I think we only mentioned two, no? So what was the pshat? We said anything that's a Ratzon HaTorah, that the Torah you know, wants you to do on your own, nor do you want to figure out on your own, because that's the Ratzon of the Abishur. To be an Arif, to help another guy out, is something you to figure out on your own. Ein Marvin Simcha Sim is something you to figure out on your own. Then we went up to that offshoot about Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, remember? Ein Osmitz Chavilis Chavilis. Why is there a din in Osmitz Chavilis Chavilis? Rashban said Metzakim Osui, Imsochim Kupesim and Beis. Toysim Moikon Chesim Beis said what? Because of what? Kavonah, remember the lack of Kavonah, Lamaskamina, in two directions we gave. Two? What were the Naskamis in both directions? Firstly, what? Or Samech and Nechus Mitzayra? Firstly, before that, any mitzvah you can do through Shlichus, you see the Torah is not makbid about looking like a burden. So any mitzvah you can do through Shlichus, like Kedusha, my guess, and Star, they'll probably know some Mitzchavilis Chavilis. It never says, Ein Mekashish Shtei Nashim of the Yom Echad. It says, Ein Nosin. Says ain't no sin, because Nesuin you can't do the shlichus. Remember that kedushin you can do the shlichus. That's why it never says in Shas ain't the catch of shnei nashim v'akach. Why not? Kedushin can do the shlich. There's not machbid on what. Nesu kamasi can do it through shlich. However, if you say it's an issue of kavan, of course, even by a mitzvah can do the shlichus. Ain't also miskavilus. We couldn't be mekadesh two women at once. What's the nafkimini mitzat sheni? Like you said, Ari, here I said the rabbanon. If you all like the mug and a rum, then choose on a bas. That mitzvah rice is shlichus kavanah, mitzvah rabbanah lo shlichus kavanah. So then, if it's an issue of kavanah, no problem in also mitzvah chavilus chavilus. So I do a mitzvah rice and mitzvah rabbanah again. If I hold so that's the kamasa, then it would be a problem. That's against the gong that says when you hold mitzvah rice, mitzvah rabbanah, mitzvah shlichus kavanah. Oh, fine, very good. That answered number what? That was number six. Russ and I tell you. Okay. Number seven, let's just do very quickly. Okay? What was the case of Ezek Kenaini? Now we have to do a Rikuv for Yosef. Yosef! You have to do a Rikuv Yochasin, right? Is that correct? You told me before Shir. Baruch Hashem. Okay, you weren't joking, right? There's no din tel kedibra kedibra dami, chutz mikedushin, right? Oh. Let's just do Evan Kanani. What'd you say, Yosef? I didn't hear. I couldn't hear you. What? Oh, you know what? I'm thinking, though, it's Svira, though. We shouldn't do it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Next semester, Bishop. In June, we'll do a Riku. May 29th. So who's going to be able to be here in June? 12:30 to 1:30. Who else? That don't you fit the schedules? We're learning Yichud, Sugis of Yichud. You can't fit your schedule, 12:30 to 1:30. No, I'm please trying to make an effort. Okay? No, because I want to make sure we have at least a minute, we can have mincha afterwards. Okay? Please try to make the schedule of your courses. Donnie, where are you going to be? You're going to be here, no? You mean Chicago? Why don't you take them here? Huh? What? Probably it's expensive. Alright, let's go. Now for the tire though, it's worth it. It's worth it for the tire. You can make your schedule. Daniel, right? Who told me the course would go 9:30 to 12? They're coming up for sure. Who's doing that? Daniel, right? Daniel's doing it. Ari's going to do it. A lot of guys always did that in the past. Please try to do that. Or you get out of your schedule at school. If it's outside while you're 11, you come back for sure. It's important you need a kvius in learning. Alright, let's just do the din of that at 90 and then we'll stop. So we'll do the Bezer Shem, the Rikud, Blinetter, and, you know, I was thinking about this, you know, reminding me, though, we did a Rikud last week about Kiddush Ramadan. I was wondering, maybe I had forgotten about the Mishnah Berurah. I was wondering, maybe it was a mistake. Yeah, we always do a Rikud by Kiddush Levonin on Motzi Shabbos after we do Kiddush Levonin, but I was wondering, maybe it was wrong. I can't hear you, what? Yeah, well, damn, it's dancing. What's the difference between dancing? I'm sorry, that's dancing. Okay. We're not doing that. What's that dance? Not like that, right? Yiddin. Okay. All right. We're not gonna do Yiddin for you, Yossi. Okay. All right. Let's just do this Din Evet Knaini. What's the Din of Evet Knaini? Evet Knaini is truly wants to mekadesh a woman. So he says to Jay-Z, do me a favor. Give $100 to the woman. And I want to be married to her. That works me didn't have a K'naini. What is the notion of a K'naini? Evet K'naini can be free without giving any money to the master. Someone else gave him money. So to where Sruli became married to a woman and he didn't shell out any money, Jay-Z shelled out the money for him. That is the case of Evet K'naini. That is Kufa the Chiddush. So let's just point out we had a major machloikis in Rashi against the Ritva, Rosh, and the Rambam. Rashi writes that he was a shliach as well. Rashi writes that Jay-Z was a shliach. The Ritva, Rosh, and the Rambam say that no, Jay-Z kind of like did it on his own. Obviously, he was initialized by Sruli, but he was not formally a shliach. So therefore, according to Rashi, Jay-Z was a shliach. He used his own money, Jay-Z. And according to the Ritva, Rosh, and the Rambam, he was not a shliach. Very big machloikis. We had at least six ways to explain it. That's the next two questions. So just very briefly, I want to do very quickly. Number one, okay? We explained that the din of Evet K'naini can work in one of two ways. Kabbalah or Nesinim. Rashi holds that it's a Kabbalah. And then when it comes to Kedushin, it's not enough to have a Kabbalah. You need a Nesinim because it's Kiyikach. Therefore, Rashi has to stand on his head and say that Jay-Z is the shliach of Sruli, because the chosen has to be represented to Yikach. That was one shot that we had in Rashi. Okay? Number two shot we had. Okay? And obviously the other Rishonim learned that it's considered to be what? A Nesina? Not just a Kabbalah. It's a Nesina, and therefore you don't need a shliach. That is correct. Other shot is the following. Let's get number two. Okay? Number two is, please, let's get it. Okay? Number two is, we said that there's a notion of facilitating. The Ritva holds, as long as the chassan facilitates the money being given, you don't need to be what, doesn't have to be your money. The Gemara says, Kitcha Begezel, as long as there is Yeush, you facilitate getting her money, even though it's not your own money, it's good. The Gemara had the Feirish, the Gabi facilitating, we said it, in Kedushin and Daf Yigimel. We also said it in the Gabi Tais and Daf Yates, as long as you facilitate the Gabi the Hefker case, by an Ami Bri, it's good as well. Rashi argues. Rashi says not enough to facilitate. It has to be what? It has to be, in essence, what? It has to be the Chiddush of what? Chiddush has to be, you have to be represented as the Shliach. That is correct. Okay? That is correct. Because the whole time that we had, Ritva had a time on Rashi, he says, if there's shlichus, why do you need to have a K'naini? So he said, what do you mean why do you need to have a K'naini? Of course, Rashi will say that Jay-Z's the shlich like Abi the Mice and the Sina, but like Abi the Kesh is Jay-Z's. Right? So Ritva will respond, no. The Ritva will respond, no, as long as you facilitate, it's enough. Rashi says, no, that's all Kiddush and have a K'naini. Okay? Rashi will say the shlichus is needed like Abi the Mice and the Sina. Like Abi the Mice and the Sina. And it doesn't have to be your own money from the Chiddush of Evet K'naini. The Ritva's kasha was predicated on the fact that if you appoint a shliach, then that's fine. If you appoint a shliach, that's fine. In other words, his whole kasha was, you don't need to come on Evet K'naini, because why? Because as long as you facilitate, it's enough. That's number two. Number three, maybe they're arguing on how shlichus works. According to the Ritva, we wanted to say that if you appoint a shliach, even though it's Jay-Z's money, it's as if it's Sruli's. Right? And Rashi says, no. Rashi says that the shlich is his own man, he's just a vice in the sinner, but it's Jay-Z's money. That's the machlokes Rashi in the Ritva. That was the third way we said it. Fourth way. Do you need a rutzel? Of course you need a rutzel if she wants to get married. But when do you find that out? You find that out what? Much later. He agreed to it much later. He agrees to it much later. Is that enough? Is that enough or not to find out about it later or not? If he agrees afterwards, does that help or not? So he said, that's a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Ritva will say, well, work, limafreya. And Rashi says, no. We have to know about it right now. How do we know he wants to be in the Kaddish here? It might be a chov for him. So therefore Rashi says he has to be appointed shliach. That's why Rashi just said, Nitzrata l'achraka. Would that be good? That was a fourth way. And what was the fifth way? The Rav Tzad Vashchi Mitam Shlichas. According to the Tosfos, the Ritva, the theory of the Ritva, and the Rosh and the Rambam, the Shchi Mitam Shlichas is literal. Therefore there's no, you can gain nothing with pointing a shliach. Shchi accomplishes everything. Rashi says, no, it's not literal. Shchi is a chalais. Shlichas is if you did the Maisa, and we need him to play an integral role in the Maisa. Therefore Rashi has to point, say the fact the guy was appointed as a shliach. And the sixth one really is, that can be understood in one of two ways. Namely, we said that sixth way is how you view Kedushin. Is Kedushin like Kinyanim or not? Tosfos to say, Kedushin is like Kinyanim. It's like Kinyanim, you don't have to come out of Shlichus. Whereas Rashi will say Kedushin is a Chalais, not like Kinyanim. And therefore, if that's the case, then what? It's not patterned after that, and you're going to need what? Need an integral role, and Shchiya won't do the job, therefore you're going to have Shlichus, the Shlichus will do the job for Kedushin. Okay, very good. Stop here. 10 o'clock tomorrow. Sorry we went over a little bit. Everyone have a good day. And everyone's got a beer for the Bechina, please. You got to take it. And then May 29th. Very good.